Author Eve Ensler, the woman behind the 1 billion rising global campaign, is calling on everyone to rise up and dance to end violence against women and girls.
I just want you to imagine that when you dance, when you move your hips, when you move your body, when you move your soul, that we are literally dancing up the will of the world to end violence against women and girls.
Eve Ensler says violence against women is a global phenomenon. Women and men from Australia, Croatia, India, Pakistan, the Philippines, and the United States, to name just a few, have signed up to join the campaign.
We have the Queen of the Carnival in Rio de Janeiro and the Queen Mother of Bhutan. We have prime ministers of Croatia and Australia. We have nuns. We have Zumba dancers. We have an extraordinary dancer in Pakistan who will be dancing in Karachi where it is danger. We have women who have never danced before and women who will literally be risking their lives to dance.
One of the supporters of the 1 Billion Rising campaign is Charlize Theron, an actress and a UN messenger of peace. She says she's had enough of hearing stories of pain and suffering of women across the world.
I really truly believe with every ounce of my being that when we get together to stop something, we actually can do it. There's nothing greater than people coming together in a joyous way. And have you ever seen anybody dance without a smile on their face? I think it's pretty impossible to dance and not smile and not feel light and not feel like the world is all of ours. You know, we are all somehow interlinked and our humanity relies on each other. And I think dancing maybe symbolizes that in an offbeat way.
Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer has been an advocate for ending gender-based violence in New York City throughout his career. He says violence against women is not just a women's issue.
Over 4 million women call New York City home, and every single one deserves to live free of violence and free of fear. We need to see a 180-degree shift to stop this violence once and for all. I support this rising because I want a better future for this city and my family as a father, a husband, and a New Yorker.
Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard has also joined the campaign.
1 billion women will be raped or beaten in their lifetimes. Let that sink in. 1 billion women. That's one in three of us. Our mothers and sisters, our daughters and nieces, our partners and friends, beaten and raped simply for being women. We cannot accept a situation where that is possible, let alone one where that is tolerated or justified. So on February 14, let's show the world doesn't have to be like that. Let's find courage to stand together and say, enough. The violence has to stop. There is a better way, and it starts with us.
Violence against women is a story close to home for basketball player Royce White, who plays for the Houston Rockets in the United States.
I am rising on V-Day with 1 billion other men and women to try and put an end to physical and emotional abuse of women. Myself, having seen my mother be physically and verbally abused as a child, it's very important to me that awareness is raised and we start to make improvements around the world. If 1 billion men and women dance on the same day, I believe our planet will shake with a determination to end the abuse.
Dance your 1 billion rising dance so that we are safe and free and women are equal and come into our rightful power.
To learn about ways you can rise up and get involved in the global fight to end violence against women this February 14th, visit 1billionrising.org.
February 14th, I will be dancing with 1 billion women and men from across this planet to call for an end to this violence. 1 billion women violated is an atrocity. 1 billion women dancing is a revolution.
When we wake up on February 15th, Eve Ensler says we will not be finished with our efforts, but the next stage will begin to ensure a world where women are safe and free. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.